There used to be a joke in the English wine business. How many people does it take to drink a glass of English wine? 4. A victim, 2 people to hold him down, and a 4th person to pour it down his throat. Thankfully, all that has changed. English wine has radically improved in recent years, winning numerous international prizes and tempting even the most discerning of drinkers. You may be surprised to learn that there is a long history of winemaking in the UK. It's not surprising, in fact, if you consider that Britain was invaded by both the Romans and the French. However, various historical factors prevented the industry from developing. The current era of commercial English wine growing is said to have started in 1951, when World War II hero Major General Guy Salisbury Jones began planting the first vines at what would become Hambledon Vineyard in Hampshire in the south of England. The greatest and most constant challenge for British wine producers was the lack of days when the temperature was high enough to allow the grapes to mature. However, according to official studies, the annual mean temperature of central England rose by approximately 1 degree Celsius during the 20th century due to climate change. This figure refers to temperatures over the whole year, while viticulturalists are naturally most interested in changes to the growing season, from the beginning of April to the end of September in the UK. Yet in this period in particular, the changes have been notable, the result being that the grapes mature better and growers can experiment with different varieties. So while 10 years ago, Britain was producing around 4 to 5 million bottles of wine, today that figure has risen to 12 to 13 million bottles. What's more, predictions are that in 20 years' time, English wine production will have risen to 40 million bottles. The long hot summer of 2018 produced an amazing harvest of excellent quality wine, and 2019 looks set to follow. At the moment, most English wine is consumed domestically, but exports are on the increase, with the US being the biggest customer, followed by Australia and Japan, and after that, the Scandinavian countries. If you consider that many well-known French wine producers are buying up land in the UK for vine planting, now could be a great time to invest in an English vineyard.